Welcome, everybody, to Learning Disrupted.
Hi, my name is Lunar Jurgens.
My name is Bobby Bukeri.
My name is Sydney Ledoux.
Hi, my name is Thomas Gascon.
Hi, my name is Bobby Bukeri, and this is our podcast series, Learning Disrupted. If you weren't able to catch the last episode, Thomas talked about the implications over mental health on how that impacted kids after COVID-19. And today we will be talking about, in this episode, how technology does the same. And I would like to start off by asking a simple question, which is, how has your technology usage increased since COVID? And what seems to be normal nowadays is a very serious issue that many face in society, and this could be due from the lingering isolation that has been left from COVID after all of the devices and the learning gaps that could have been even introduced due to the disease. Online learning also just allowed for students to be on their computers all the time, which isn't healthy and just doesn't allow for communication in the real world. This constant state of continuous technology usage with little guidance from teachers as to what students are doing could easily, sadly, lead to the decline of students' mental health. And don't take this just from me. You could also take this from a clip that I'm about to add in at the moment.
And things are bad. They're actually worse than most of us thought. In fact, I would tell you that we have an education crisis right now. Who are living in the urban centers, it's all over America. There's been a dramatic reduction in ELA and in math scores. This goes along with the loss of students in school, with the increased violence that's happening and the behavioral problems that kids are facing. In my career of more than 45 years, I've never seen anything close to this.
Being on these devices also further limits communication and interaction with others, just overall growing bad habits of isolation. And in our society today, the isolation is best connected to these times of COVID in our homes, due to the growing technology around us and the constant usage. In the world today, I believe it's just a tech-driven isolation that all these bad habits lead to the decline of mental health super early on in students' careers, which could lead to academic failure and even more issues down the road. All right, changing over from more of the COVID aspect, we're gonna start focusing in on technology in schools prior or after COVID. And it is apparent that we live in a world, obviously, that is very digital, especially after the virus. And it revolves, our whole world revolves around new technological discoveries. The school system alone adds more elements every single day. And I believe that this virus just overall created a tech boom in each aspect of life, and especially in schools. Looking into like specifics such as artificial intelligence, a new one, ChatGPT, which has been creating issues just in school in general, whether work from students is plagiarized, and it just leads to a whole new aspect. So technology is definitely adding speed bumps for education, and I would say definitely adds a more tense environment between student and teacher in general. To me, it is very apparent that this switch from going back to classes after being online and virtual for so long, back to the classical learning, shows how online-based our society is, just through assignments and work that was recently done on papers, now due on computer, which just, it takes more time. Students put in more effort onto their technology now and have to focus more, so that classical aspect of teaching almost is not gone but straight away from at the moment. I know this shift of whether going online and in person doesn't seem too significant to many, but earlier in the year when conducting research on whether this topic of technology affects students, I found a key role that was similar in each response was that when online, there was not enough guidance or not enough interaction between others and teachers that allowed students to work. So essentially, this online going back in person basically just adds to confusion to students and can definitely add a lot of bumps in the way of education and learning and just make for a more negative experience, which could also play a role in mental health, which is not ideal at all. A final point I would like to bring up on this section of the switchback from online learning would just be the overall lack of hands-on activities in the classroom. And this plays a lot larger role to the student than the teacher realizes. And this overall lack of that just, I feel like there's just not enough description for the student to obtain and they don't comprehend the subject as well, which just confuses them and could lead to just an overall worsened relationship with the teacher and just a worse grade just because the student doesn't comprehend what is happening to the full extent without these examples. So the major ways that students during this time of COVID, their implications of learning were disrupted, I would say, are through this technology bloom and the overall just new addition of AIs and different characters, and as well as what Thomas was talking about, the mental health aspect. Another aspect to bring up would be financial health. I believe that after COVID, just the overall unfairness to the students should just change. Not all students could afford the same technologies as others or programs as others. As well as in this day and age, college after high school graduation is going up each for more prestigious schools, and it's just overall hard for students to get in and afford the school as well, on top of all of these other technologies. Universities already make it extremely difficult on the student to do good in high school, overcome challenges, and become accepted into the university. And then once there, they put them in a tough situation financially, whether they're able to pay for the school, as well as on top of all of these new technologies that they need, and programs, as well as books, and everything digitally online now. This is a look into the next episode that Sydney will be talking about on how financial well-being just overall comes into play with this and also impacts mental health. It could deteriorate it and just lead to students feeling a lot worse due to this financial situation that colleges bring upon students. Following COVID, it has 100% changed our society and the people that run it into something that is just not what seems normal. We changed the normality of things, I believe, and turned the world that we see into just a digital reliant world. Online learning allowed us to normalize just constant use of technology everywhere and just let in these bad habits, which could lead to depression, anxiety, or even worse. The extreme costs for education just throws off students' financial well-being and just also adds to this crisis of mental health in isolation, realistically. Just everything accumulated in the student's mind can push towards this horrible feeling of poor mental health and lead to the stigma. When studying or whenever you realize that you're on devices for a long period of time, you should make sure to just give yourself breaks, go hang out with friends, take walks, or go outside. it's just important to give yourself these breaks to allow your mind to readjust and reset to make sure that this isn't the normal. If there's just one main takeaway from this video, I wish that everyone would be able to learn is just hopefully that it sparked these first steps towards discovering self-actualization. And this could just lead to the path of self-healing. And it's not fair to yourself and the ones around you that this isolation that has been forced upon you through the school system, there's ways to change it. It's not just you. Thank you very much for watching, and I hope that this series brings change in your life.